100 years ago, the Cincinnati Inquirer printed the first Secretary Hawkins story by staffer Robert Frank Shulkers. From 1918 to 1942, newspapers published the adventures of the Fair and Square Boys Club along the Licking and Ohio Rivers, dutifully reported by its chubby little secretary, Gregory Hawkins. At the height of its popularity in the 1930s, the newspaper serial and comic strip reached 10 million households, spawned more than 30 books, an NBC radio show, at least one movie, and local Secretary Hawkins clubs with more than 1 million members around the world. Joining me tonight is Diane Schneider of Walton to talk about the history of Secretary Hawkins and the centennial celebration on June 16th, which will include a recreation of the radio drama. Welcome, Diane.
Thank you, John. Glad to be here.
So tell me about your great uncle, Robert Frank Shulkers, and how his Covington childhood shaped his writing and his career.
Well, Uncle Bob was my mother's uncle, and I did not ever have the joy of meeting him, but he was born on 13th Street in Covington. And I think now they call it Helentown.
So that was near on the east side, near the river, near the
Licking
River?
That's right, yes. He was about a block or two from the river. That would have been the days before the flood walls were there. And he probably would not have been allowed to play right there because there were industrial developments along that part that might have not been safe for kids. So we believe the early club that he probably was part of was closer to Holmes High School. So more in that area, the Wallace Woods area, right on the banks of the Licking. And he loved the outdoors, and he loved his buddies. And it seemed that he wanted to immortalize the great experiences that he had playing and camping out along the river.
So the fun he had along the Licking River as a kid, and the explorations you make with your buddies along the river or going through the woods or the thicket or whatever,
yeah,
that became the basis of many of the stories.
Yes, it did. But he also just seemed to be a very creative person, because we know that some of the very spooky steamboats, the mysterious caves, the wild happenings that occurred, these are mystery and adventure stories. And indeed, they are even fun for adults to read. So we know that a great deal of some of the more outlandish hijinks that happened probably did not happen to him, but he was creative enough to write more than 30 books filled with these great stories that I still love reading and rereading them.
Well, I worked at the Enquirer for about 40 years, and I had heard of this local comic strip or serial. And the first thing that struck me was it was called Secretary Hawkins, S-E-C-K-A-T-R-Y, not Secretary Hawkins, but Secretary Hawkins. Why?
In the stories, as the stories begin with Stoner's Boy, the first of the books in the series, the boys wanted to form a little club similar to what their fathers would have belonged to, like a men's club, and they elected officers. And Sec, Gregory Hawkins, was elected the secretary, but being little young guys, they did not know how to spell secretary. So it ended up S-E-C-K-A-T-A-R-Y, Secretary Hawkins, and the name stuck, and we call him Sec.
So you refer to your great uncle Bob as Sec?
Yes, we still refer to Sec, yes, these days even.
And I'm told he would even sign notes that way to people or sign books?
He did. This was Secretary Hawkins really became, I think, his alter ego. And the clubs ran many contests because he was a big supporter of literacy for kids. I think before they probably called it that, or it was a cause. And he would give books as prizes for writing, that kids would write certain kinds of stories. And he would set the challenge, and the kids would send in their stories and their letters, and then he would always send books out to those that submitted entries.
So I'm going to assume that most of our listeners today know what a newspaper is, because there's a generation that might not. And even before my time in newspapers, which started in the 70s, there were serials in the paper, which would mean a short story to be continued, much like there were serials in movie theaters before the main feature,
right,
or much like a soap opera on TV. They were a story of a certain length, and it took 20 or 30 chapters that would eventually tell the entire story and then be compiled in a book. That's basically how it worked.
That's right. What happened, though, was that the war time came along and paper shortages, and so Uncle Bob did publish the first 11 books as books. But then after that, the others were simply serialized, and they fell into obscurity until our club was resurrected in the 1970s by my cousin Randy Shulkers, who lives in Virginia. And at that point, the club itself, and I'm a co-captain of the local club.
Here in Greater Cincinnati.
Yes, one here in Greater Cincinnati.
So that was going to be my next question. So the books are available today. You've been able to have them reprinted, and they're...
Yes, this has been the club's main job and task in the last 10 years or so, is that we have reprinted every single one of the books that formerly only existed as serials in those crumbling old brown Enquirer newspapers that some of our volunteers retyped laboriously and edited and, you know, got them into good shape.
Is there an actual club, and do you meet down on the Licking River? Tell me about the club today.
Well, it's more of an online club for the last 10 or 15 years, but it physically meets every other year. We have an annual meeting, and people come from all over the U.S. to attend, and we're expecting a big crowd, too, for our
centennial. So your annual meeting this year is going to be the centennial celebration?
That's right, yes.
And that's going to be June 16th, correct?
Correct.
And where?
And it's an all-day 9 to 4:30 cruise on the BB River boat, the Belle of Cincinnati. So right at the confluence of the Licking and the Ohio. So we're getting both of the major rivers in there.
And doing it on the river, right?
Right on the river. And it'll be a fun day of songs. I'm going to do a presentation. I'm a harpist, and I'm going to do some harp riverboat songs. We'll sing the club song. We'll have the Pledge of Allegiance. We will have a full day of talks and fun, interesting things, and the big highlight
is the radio drama.
That's
I'm getting ahead of myself because, as I mentioned in the opening, there were these clubs. And like in Cincinnati, according to what I've learned, is 100,000 kids were members of the clubs in Cincinnati, twice that many in Milwaukee, a million worldwide. It was sort of like the Mickey Mouse Club or the Harry Potter phenomenon back then.
Definitely. I mean, we say he was the phenom of his time, and it's hard to imagine, but these kids would mob the theaters, and Uncle Bob would come and speak to them, and they'd all show up. There was even a film filmed at the zoo, at the Cincinnati Zoo, called Home Run Hawkins. And the comics were quite well-known as well.
So the first one appeared in 1918. And along 1922 comes WLW Radio and Pal Crosley.
Yeah, yeah.
So early on, he was reading some stories on Crosley Broadcasting.
That's right.
And that morphed into a regular show that was not just heard here in Cincinnati, but it ended up on the NBC network and went coast to coast.
Yes, it did. And that even made his fame even greater. So people were writing in, and the books were being handed down to given as gifts, which is kind of what's happening again now. You know, grandparents and parents are giving these newly released books as gifts.
And so through a friend of yours, Mike Martini, one of the members of the club, who's also a radio historian, he has some of the old scripts, and they're actually going to do the radio drama, which is people just standing reading parts as part of the centennial celebration, right?
That's right. We're going to be in costume, too, or as much as we're able to pull costumes together for the readers. There's about 15 people involved in the reading, and we will actually be doing live sound effects. Mike is bringing a sound effects board, and we'll have two performances, a dry run rehearsal on the boat, and then an actual performance later in the afternoon on the top deck. So we'll be in the open air, and it should really be something fun.
So even though the Secretary Hawkins is 100 years old, does he have a website?
He has his own website. Everything's on there. The history, there's genealogy, all the books.
And how to buy a book?
The University of Kentucky Press reissued two of the most significant books, Stoner's Boy and The Gray Ghost, just about a year ago.
And you said
we'll
Uncle,
have the books available on the cruise,
you said Uncle
too.
Bob was into literacy. And so it made at least an impact on one future writer by the name of Harper Lee. To Kill a Mockingbird.
Absolutely.
There's a reference to Secretary Hawkins or one of the books in Kill a Mockingbird?
Look to the last two or three pages and you'll see especially a concentration of references to Scout referring to this book that she's been reading and that Gregory Peck in the film talks. Actually, they name Secretary Hawkins in the book and refer to the book. And frankly, Harper loved the story so much as a child. She stole them from her brother to read under the covers at night.
Even though they were kind of aimed to boys.
More boys, appear in the books.
But it had universal appeal if it spoke to her.
And the moral of the story, fairness, fair and square club is what it's called. So that moral, she carried it right into To Kill a Mockingbird. And she was a lifetime member of the club before her death.
Did she ever, do you know, ever communicate with your grandfather?
I'm not sure about that. She's communicated a lot with Randy.
Randy is what, the grandson?
He's the grandson, yes. And we used to love it. We would get letters from Harper that we would read at our meetings every couple of years. So we had a good relationship with her for a number of years.
Well, Diane, it's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Thanks,
good
John.
Luck with your event.
Thank you.
Go to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. You'll find a link to more information about the Secretary Hawkins Centennial Celebration and the radio recreation all on Saturday, June 16th. For Around Cincinnati, I'm John Keesmith.